Hello, welcome to This Week in Recycling. I'm your host, Hannah Carvalho. This week we're going to talk about what REMA is looking for from applications for its 2025 Design for Recycling Award. We'll also look at REMA member Cyclic Materials receiving an investment from In Motion Ventures, and we'll review some key safety topics for driver training. On December 16, 2024, the recycled materials industry opened applications for its 2025 Design for Recycling, or DFR, award. The DFR award is REMA's highest recognition, given annually to the most outstanding product designed with recycling in mind. The award recognizes the proactive steps made by manufacturers who have actively incorporated DFR principles into products and manufacturing processes. Begun more than 30 years ago, REMA's Design for Recycling initiative encourages manufacturers to account for the end of a product's useful life by considering what else it can become during the design stage of a product's development. The concept of Design for Recycling started in the 1980s with making sure that consumer durables, like appliances, could easily be recycled at the end of life, said Dr. David Wagger, REMA's chief scientist and director of environmental management. As the concept has evolved and changed to account for both the supply and market of recycled materials, we've taken a more holistic approach to the award. Designing with recycling in mind means recognizing that a product's usefulness does not end because the original intent for the product has run its course. By designing with this methodology, manufacturers use recycling and repurposing to plan out the product's new life cycle, which reduces reliance on natural resources. To be eligible for the award, a company's products must be designed or redesigned and manufactured to do the following: contain the maximum amounts of materials that are recyclable, be easily recycled through current or newly designed recycling processes and procedures, be cost-effective to recycle, whereby the cost to recycle does not exceed the value of its recycled materials, be free of hazardous materials that are not recyclable or impede the recycling process, minimize the time and cost involved to recycle the product, reduce the use of raw materials by including recycled materials and or components, and have a net gain in the overall recyclability of the product while reducing the overall negative impact on the environment. We hope to see submissions from a variety of industries like automotive, textiles, or home goods, said Natalie Messer-Betz, REMA's Assistant Vice President of Sustainability. This award is open to both members and non-members, and we're excited to see what kinds of products manufacturers have created. The winner will be recognized at REMA 2025, The Show, on May 12th in San Diego, California. The deadline for submissions is March 3rd, 2025. The safe operation of a commercial vehicle encompasses a vast array of topics. However, there are several fundamental subjects that should be covered in truck driving training. These include defensive driving techniques and safe driving habits, which include how to avoid distractions such as cell phones while driving, strategies for maintaining a safe following distance, tips for scanning the road ahead for potential hazards, guidelines for sharing the road with cars, motorcycles, bicycles, and pedestrians, and strategies for handling poor weather conditions and other challenging driving conditions. Another topic that should be covered in truck driver training is hours of service regulations and managing driving conditions. That encompasses an overview of regulations, including at the federal and state level, and any company policies regarding HOS regulations, and strategies to help reduce fatigue, such as taking regular breaks and pre- or mid-drive naps. It also includes cargo securement and hazardous materials handling. Loose cargo is one of the highest risk factors for large truck crashes. For this reason, proper cargo securement is essential to helping ensure safe, incident-free transit. Training programs on this topic should include industry techniques for properly securing cargo, including regulatory and industry best practices. And finally, vehicle inspection and maintenance. According to the FMCSA, maintenance issues such as failed brakes and tire issues were a contributing factor in nearly 40% of truck accidents. That's why checking to make sure that trucks are in good working order is critical to the safety of drivers and the public. Drivers must be able to demonstrate the knowledge of what and when to inspect safety-sensitive equipment. On Thursday, January 23rd, Cyclic Materials, a recycling company that's building circular supply chain for rare earth elements and other critical materials, announced a $2 million investment from InMotion Ventures, the investment arm of Jaguar Land Rover. This latest backing lifts the company's Series B round to $55 million, underscoring its critical role in advancing sustainable supply chains for the automotive industry and beyond. Rare earth elements are an essential component in permanent magnets, which are found in everything from data centers and wind turbines to cell phones, electric vehicles, and power tools. Despite their significance, less than 1% of rare earth elements are currently recycled, while the global demand already exceeds supply and is projected to grow threefold by 2030. Cyclic Materials' proprietary MagCycle and RePure technologies address this demand by recycling rare earth elements from a wide range of end-of-life products, establishing a circular supply chain for recycled mixed rare earth oxides. This investment aligns with InMotion Ventures' commitment to the circular economy. The fund has invested in a range of technologies across the global value chain, including supply chain traceability, battery repair, reuse and recycling, and now rare earth magnets recycling. With this investment, Cyclic Materials will accelerate the expansion of its operations across North America and Europe, enhancing processing capacities and refining its cutting-edge recycling technologies. Thank you for listening to This Week in Recycling. We'll see you next week in recycling. Goodbye.